Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Edgar Renteria. Batting second. The left fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Craig Paquette. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alberto Castillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe McEwing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Ankiel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Rick Ankiel. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting third. The third baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Ochoa. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Collier. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Brian Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Carl. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Renteria hits a fly ball into left field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Carl covering, for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tatis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Grissom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Belliard strikes out. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Loretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Craig Paquette batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Collier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Paquette moves to second. One out. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 3-0. McEwing is walked intentionally. Rick Ankiel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ankiel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burnitz is hit by the pitch. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ochoa hits a line drive into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Collier strikes out. Two outs. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Renteria is 0 for 1 in the game. Renteria hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tatis is 0 for 1 in the game. Tatis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Paquette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Green is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl moves to second. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Belliard is 0 for 1 in the game. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. Carl moves to third. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Loretta hits a pop-up into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McEwing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burnett is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burnett strikes out. One out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ochoa is 0 for 1 in the game. Ochoa strikes out. Two outs. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Collier is 0 for 1 in the game. Collier hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rick Ankiel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ankiel is 0 for 1 in the game. Ankiel strikes out. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Renteria is 0 for 2 in the game. Renteria hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tatis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tatis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Loretta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Green is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carl is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carl hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Craig Paquett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paquett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquette strikes out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alberto Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grissom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 0 for 2 in the game. Belliard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Loretta bunts towards the mound. Ankiel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burnett's takes first base on ball 4. Belliard moves to second. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa is 0 for 2 in the game. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Belliard scores. Burnett's moves to third. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Luke Collier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Collier is 0 for 2 in the game. Collier hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McEwing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McEwing hits a fly ball into left field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eduardo Perez pinch hits for Rick Ankiel. Eduardo Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Renteria is 0 for 3 in the game. Renteria hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Barker pinch hits for Charlie Green. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tatis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin pinch hits for Scott Carl. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Robinson Cancel now catching. Mike Myers now pitching. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lankford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lankford bunts towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Myers covering. Safe. Eric Plunk now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. McGuire strikes out. There goes Lankford. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tatis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Collier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lankford scores. Tatis moves to second. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McGee is 0 for 3 in the game. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette. Loretta reaches second base with a double. Belliard moves to third. Mike Moeller now pitching. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Burnett's hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Belliard scores. Loretta moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Rich Krushore now pitching. Jeff Jenkins pinch hits for Alex Ochoa. Jeff Jenkins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards short. Renteria settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Collier is 0-3 in the game. Collier hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins now playing left field. David Weathers now pitching. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McEwing is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Loretta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Rich Krushore. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eli Marrero pinch runs for Thomas Howard. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Renteria is 0-4 in the game. Renteria hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marrero moves to third. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lankford is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Renteria moves to second. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McGuire is 3-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. McGuire hits a line drive towards short. Collier catches it and throws to second to double up Renteria. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ricky Botolico now pitching. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks is 0-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. One out. Robinson Cancel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cancel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sean Berry pinch hits for David Weathers. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cancel moves to second. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Grissom is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Belliard is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Belliard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cancel scores. Berry moves to third. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Loretta is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Belliard moves to second. It's Cardinals, 4, Brewers, 4. Lance Painter now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burnett is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Belliard moves to third. Loretta moves to second. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jenkins is 0-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Painter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rocky Coppinger now pitching. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tatis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tatis hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Paquette is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McGee is 0-for-4 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paquette moves to third. Adam Kennedy pinch hits for Alberto Castillo. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kennedy strikes out. 2 outs. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes McGee. The throw from Cancel and he is safe. McGee steals second. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McEwing is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McEwing hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Adam Kennedy now playing second base. Juan Acevedo now pitching. Marcus Jensen now catching. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Collier is 0-for-4 in the game. Collier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Robinson Cancel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cancel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cancel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marcus Jensen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jensen strikes out. 1 out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Renteria is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards third. Loretta fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lankford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lankford hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo pinch hits for Rocky Coppinger. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cirillo bunts towards third. Tatis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Cirillo moves to second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Grissom is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Belliard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cirillo moves to third. Grissom moves to second. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Loretta is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Loretta is hit by the pitch. Cirillo scores. Grissom moves to third. Belliard moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.